Hi, this is Jalen for Dobbs, where tire buying is easy. At GoToDobbs.com, shop brands, sizes, pricing, and our amazing deals. With 40-plus locations, get same-day install. For tires, it's Dobbs.
For deals you can use, click on GoToDobbs.com now.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
We get a chance to visit with one of our favorites. Bradley Carnell is the head coach of St. Louis City SC and joins us on the Celebrity Line this morning. Good morning, Coach. How are you doing?
Very good. And you? Good to be back on the show.
We enjoy having you as always. And obviously, you like to come away with victories and you don't like to lose games. But do the draws ever get to you when you have opportunities to win? Do the draws ever get to you, Coach? Or do you say, okay, glad we got the points?
Yeah, I mean, you always look at it out of two different eyes, you know, and you try and be as positive as you want to be, and you know, proud of the boys that you know, the performance they put out and the type of resilience that the team is showing so early on in the season. But deep down, for sure, we all want to win games. We're in this competition to win games and get 3 points, and you know, obviously, you know, living off of the feelings and emotions of last season. And then when it, you know, when you really have to fight for every point this season around, it just shows, you know, that the league has grown, things are competitive, there's a lot on the line early on, and it's, you know, you have real intense games, like the Galaxy game, for example, a couple early on, you know, in March. I thought that that was a playoff feel type of thing, you know. So there's been a couple of games that have shown real intent very early on, and teams are very serious.
Coach, you've had several players return to training yesterday, including Sam Adeniran, and you've been very candid about your expectations with Sam Adeniran, and he returned to practice yesterday. What are you expecting to see out of him moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, listen, we just look for a guy who's connected with the team and doing everything for the team and his teammates. So, you know, I mean, Sam and I, we've had a good conversation and, you know, we've put that behind us and we're moving forwards. And, yeah, everyone has equal opportunity now to make a case for themselves. And, you know, the more players we have, the more competitive our roster is. So, you know, we don't have a very big roster at the minute. So anyways, so, yeah, again, we embrace every competition on the training field.
Coach, how much have you seen Klaus's demeanor change over the last 10 days? Goals in now two straight games.
Give me your take, and I'll give you mine.
Well, he looks intense, and if you look at any of the plays that he had on the pitch the other day, he's playing with a edge to him. I guess that would probably be the best way to put it.
I 100% agree. And the things you don't get to see, unfortunately, on the training days is just the amount of work he puts in. And that's what defines him. And we always said the harder you work, the luckier you're going to get. And the more times you put yourself in these spots, it's just a matter of time. So, you know, it's very easy for a striker to go through a spell and be despondent and be negative. But Klaus has never been that. He's always been supportive. He's always been encouraging, and his teammates have encouraged him. And you can just see the love that he gets from all his teammates when he finally gets those moments going his way. So, you know, we're all encouraged. But, you know, we have to have the feeling that he's just getting started now, and we have to fully support him and help him even more in these moments where he's getting one or two goals. So, yeah, we're just enjoying this process with him. We know he's a good player. We know he's a guy we rely on, not just because he's on the ball qualities. You can see his off the ball qualities, and I can't speak about them enough because, you know, we defend from the front and he initiates our press. And when he gets it right, we're very difficult to play against. And then when we transition, then we're very difficult to play against as well.
Bradley, you used the word despondent there to describe how he was early in the season. From a coaching perspective, how do you approach somebody who is despondent over being snake bit or just not having the success that they're used to?
I think just very calm, you know, and you don't want to put unnecessary pressure on a striker, especially when you know their caliber and their ceiling. You know, you don't want to state the obvious. That's very easy from the outside point of view. You don't want to be the Monday morning quarterback. You know, you don't want to show him the things that he already knows and understands. But how can you assist him and aid him and help him along his way and keep him positive and keep the fire burning? You know, it's very easy as a coach to also then have negative flurries or moments where you have self-expectation or it should be very easily attainable, you know, because in the eyes of a coach, things always look easy. So to be calm on my side and to be forgiving and just to make sure that the players are understanding what the roles and objectives are and, you know, what needs to be done. So I think everyone's done a really good job. You know, again, this is just the start of the season. We still have a long ways to go.
Coach, what's the goals for this weekend scrimmage? What are you trying to get out of it?
Yeah, listen, I mean, we've had a look at a couple of games now and just trying to obviously have one eye on Houston and one eye on doing what we continue to want to grow at. And that means, you know, what is our with the ball scenarios looking like? We're having more of the ball lately. So can we find ways to be more dominant in the final third? I think we've had a very, very good sort of, yeah, I would say growing curve at the moment to show relative data where we have grown. I think we can still grow even more because, yeah, listen, we like to dictate terms on both sides of the play with the ball and without the ball. And then, again, just sticking to our principles, who we are, the counter press, the front foot defending. And then, obviously, how can we do this all in the picture of what Houston might give us?
Do you feel like Nicholas Duerr is starting to find his role and get comfortable in the squad?
Yes, if you see him away from the field of play in the sort of lounge area playing ping pong with the guys and, you know, just having a good time, he's fully integrated. He's fully in. He's having a great time here in America and he's really enjoying the process. So, you know, I think credit to Anthony Markanic, you know, when you have two good outside backs, and then it becomes a real competition. So and Nicholas has taken on the challenge to push Anthony all the way. And I can see him slowly feeling the system. I can see him, you know, seeing the moment and getting the benefit of why we do things and how we do things. So then which aids and assists him to be more confident in the application. And then he can get more game time. So, you know, I think he's on a good curve and then putting some good pressure on Anthony.
Hey, Bradley, one other thing before we let you go. As a veteran of MLS, New England is going to get $64,000 in the house for Messi this weekend in Kansas City at Arrowhead. Miami drew $72,000. From your perspective as a veteran of the league, what has Messi meant for MLS?
Well, I think when you bring a world star player and Ballon d'Or, multiple time winner, and he's still performing, I think that's a massive gain for the league. You know, I think the times passed when you had players who had played at a high caliber but were almost at the end of it, coming here and having little, you know, to not real impact, right? So I fully embrace it. I sit and observe and learn every time with his movements. And I think everyone can witness greatness before our eyes. So I think it's a massive statement for the league to have a caliber type of player like Messi. You know, it's nice to watch on the Saturdays that we're not involved. But looking at the calendar now, we have a month and a bit to go before we face them. So, you know, we can have a lot of learning moments to see how we're going to go and create a game plan against Messi.
Yeah, you need a pretty good game plan against him. Bradley Carnell, thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it. Enjoy the scrimmage this weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me. Have a good day.
You too. Take care. Bradley Carnell, head coach of St. Louis City SC. Messi, $72,000 at Kansas City a couple of weeks ago, and now $64,000 expected this weekend. It'll be the fourth largest crowd in MLS history, The last two of them for Messi.
That's if and when exciting. He comes to St. Louis, would you put that game at Busch?
You have to.
I think you have to, too.